Okay, Dr. Gemara, Chavtes, Chavzayim and Beis. We were Rav Huna who said that when you gave this chusim, even though he was in Einus, Rav Huna did not count the Einus as a taina, but Mivdi Asmachti, the guy never meant it. He said it because he thought he was going to keep it, not a Havamina, that he wasn't coming back. Asmachti loy tanya. And for the Gemara, Shani Ocha the Mitzvah since Chusan. He gave it over to Bezin. And once he gave it over, that means he recognizes the possibility of loss, and therefore, it's not considered an Asmachta. Frank the Gemara, Be'echa the Mitzvah Salav Asmachti. Is that true? But now we learn, Mishapar Mitzvah Schaibe, somebody paid half part of his debt. Be'ishna Sheshtarai, and he gave the star to a third party to hold, because neither wanted the other one to have the star. One wanted to collect the other half, and one didn't want to be collected the whole thing. If I don't pay the other half within 30 days, give it back to him, and he can collect the whole thing. If he says that smachta works, even though he gave it over. So we see giving it over does not remove a smachta. He wasn't giving him more money. He was dropping his chus. And for dropping his chus, when you give it over, a smachta works. There wasn't an onus. With the cunning baby bezel chashuv, it's only if he's kind of with the bezel chashuv who has the power to take away money.
So Rav Huna answered the question. Rav Huna was the answer is that he's the vatal of Beistin? Mavatal is Chusse? Or do you use the first?
And give it over, both. Dr. Mishnah Vaiter. You can make a netter to those who kill, those who rob, and those tax collectors. She truma, that fruit is truma. Abishayna truma means he says, I'll answer this on me if this isn't truma. Shehen shabes hamelach, abishayna shabes hamelach. Leshami ayman b'chol neidra. Leshami says, you can make a netter, b'chutz mi b'shua, no oaths allowed. And b'shul ayman b'shua. That's one machloikas. Second Maglaikas. You can't offer the netter. So the guy has to ask for it. You can offer it. Third Maglaikas. He asks whatever he asks, you can do that netter. But you can't ask Aser more. Even if he doesn't ask for something, you can add more. I'm very kind of unanimously make a netter that your wife can't have pleasure if something happens. But I'm a kind of ishti unanimously, and he answers both. Bishami I'm ishti mutaris abanavasurim. Until I'm a meilu veilu mutarim, they're both mutar. Frank the Gemara v'amr Shmuel dina machusadina. So how can you avoid paying taxes? V'amr Chilur b'chana Shmuel b'maychash ein lekitzah. The king he's taking arbitrarily, meaning there's no set amount. Takes what he wants. That's unfair, it's corrupt, and therefore there's no, you don't have to pay it. It's not a tax from the government. This guy decided it's a mafia tax, and that kind of tax you don't have to pay. Dr. Mishnah, how does he make the netter? It doesn't have to be paris, it can be anything. How do you mevatel his words? So to Gemara Ba'im Rahayim, he says, I'm doing it for one day. In fact, to Gemara Ba'im Rahayim, the Makabu Le'im Bechus, tax collector will laugh in his face. So to Gemara Ba'im Rahayim, a mighty besos of Sam. We have a God that's real on Dwarim Shabalei Vedim for him. We got the Ainsim Shiny because it's believed by Belev Kaladim, the Rosh explains, because everybody understands that the guy didn't mean the netter, and he must have limited it very much. Bishami Ayim Rahayim. This is from the Mishnah, the Machlokes. This is repeating the Mishnah. Now this price contradicts our Mishnah, because it says Bishami says you can't offer a shua. You could offer a shua. Now the Bishami Bishua is what Yiftaklai. You can't offer a shua, but then you Yiftaklai. But it seems you could offer a letter, and the Mishnah said, but not Bishami. You're not allowed to offer a shuah, but you could make a shuah. But now Mishnah says you can't make a shuah at all. Dr. Gemara, the truth is, you can't make a shuah, and according to Mishnah, you can offer a shuah. So the Mishnah picks the case. To tell me that Mishnah answers even to offer a netter, Right? That's why the Mishnah picked the case of Neder, to stress that point of Mishnah. To tell you the Kayach of Beisho, that even Shua you're allowed to offer. That's why the Brice and the Mishnah picked two different cases. The Mishnah could have told me Kayach that Tera, Beisho is a bigger Kayach. The Mishnah was Saimach of the Brice, that's what the Rush said. Vashi Amar, Vashi says the Brice is a totally different case. Haki Tani. Bishami Aimim ain't Shaila Bishwa. Bishami's not talking about Mamaychus at all. The new Machloikus. Our Mishnah is talking about the tax collector, and the Brice is talking about a different thing. Can Bezin be Matar Ishua? But Yiftachloi Bishwa doesn't mean the guy doesn't offer Ishua. But Yiftachloi Bishwa means Bezin doesn't remove Ishua. Bishami Aimim ain't Shaila Bishwa. The Silver Aimim, yes, Shaila Bishwa, you could remove Ishua. Look to Mishnah Reiter. Haray Elu Nakar, the TSA Elu Karbim, made an exception. The guy says, as the Gemara will explain, there's a huge wind, a raging wind blowing, and he's convinced that his tree will be blown away. So he says, if it's not blown away, he wants to make it hegdish. Or Talos Ukarbim Main is Strephon. There's a fire going. He's convinced that the talos will be burnt. So he says, if it doesn't get burnt, he wants to make it hegdish. Eslam Pitcher. He could redeem it. It becomes hegdish, and he could redeem it. And he gets a redeemable hegdish. That's the reason it says it that way, is because in the end we're going to say Eslam Pitcher. So we're contrasting if people commute themselves, we're contrasting the race and the safer. I read the TSA Lu carbon machi in Kazu. What if he says these trees should be a carbon until they get cut down? Talazu carbon machi, sorry. So then, Ainland picture. Because what happens is, when he redeems them, they go right back and switch back to Hegdish because he said, till they get cut down. Now, what happens when they get cut down will be discussed in the Gemara. Frank the Gemara, but listening to Kedushas, Rain Kedushas. Why are we mentioning pigeon in the Risha? Just say it's Kaddish, it's Hegdish. Dr. Gemara, I need it to buy the Mishnah Sefer Eilam Pigeon, because in the Sefer, the Kiddush is that it's not redeemable because it becomes Hegdish right away. But in Ami Risha, yes, Lam Pigeon. Frank the Gemara, if you know that. How did he make this netter? Amar Ameimar, Vahimar made an exorcist Hayyim, Vahimar Hayyim will edit it to. He said, if it doesn't get cut down today, and it didn't get cut down, it becomes hegdish. Tracting the barn came loving the main, but pshita. Well, obviously, that's what his netter was. What's the chiddush in the Mishnah? I think, well, it's really good to eat the zika and the fish. There's a strong wind. Look, tiny like I've been towers of shaver kaima. You can tell me there's a strong wind so that he thought the tree was going to blow away. How about the towers? So I think, well, you can go to eat the lake and there's a raging fire. How can I eat the zika and the fish? So what's the chiddush? The salka daitach, the masaka daitach, loy mis natspun. In his mind, he's convinced it won't get saved. He doesn't mean the netter. Because to him, it's such a far-out thing that it'll get saved, that he's just saying words. Mishum HaKinogar. Kamash Malan, that it's Dvarim Shebelev. And it's not the Libah Shekaladam. It's not that everybody thinks that. And therefore, he didn't explain. And since he didn't explain, it's Dvarim Shebelev, Einam Dvarim. Dr. Mishnah, Dr. Gmar Vaitzer. Harein the TSA Lukarbim, Einam Tzatzis, Einam Pidja. Frank the Gemar Lailam. What? It can never be redeemed? Which the way the Rush learns, everybody agrees to. The guy said, actually, it's the two. So if he keeps on redeeming it, as long as the tree is standing, it remains hegdish. It goes back, it switches, it flaps, it bounces back. But once it gets cut down, he still has to redeem it. Because hegdish, which Barbadashita is, the Dusha Loipaka Bhakti, Kedusha does not leave on its own, even Kedusha's Dhammim. Even Kedusha's Dhammim doesn't leave on its own. Niktatsu, Paita Pamachas Vidayai. You can redeem it one time, and that removes it. Ula Amar, give us a Niktatsu Shuvayim Paitan, because Ula holds Kedusha Pakabagdi. At this point, all Kedusha. Kedusha is Pakabagdi. Welcome back. Dr. Gemara, Amalai Rav Nuna. So Rav Nuna said, Kedusha Shabam Leichan Hocham. Where did the Kedusha go to? We're at the top of Chav Tes Amud Aleph, exactly the beginning of the top. Amalei Rav Nuna, Kedusha Shabam Leichan Hocha. Where did the Kedusha head to? Meaning, it doesn't. How does it leave on its own? Meaning, Ma'ilu Amalei Shayayim At Ishti, Lombachi At Ishti, you're married to me for one day, Minavka Leget. I mean, Hegdish is like Kedusha. It's a holy thing, and therefore it doesn't, but you see, by Kedusha it doesn't bounce off on itself. So how does it bounce off by itself? By Hegdish, Kashan Ula. Amalei Rav Amika Medamis Kedushas Damim LeKedushas Hagof. A woman is intrinsically married. Therefore, she's intrinsically married. Kedushin can't leave on its own. Hegdish, that's intrinsic, also doesn't leave on its own. A carbon is intrinsically Hegdish. non-redeemable, non-redeemable, non-removable, unless it gets a mum, then you can redeem it. But until it gets a mum, you can't redeem it. So Kedushas Haguf is like Parka Bagdi. Kedushas Damim, Parka Bagdi. Kedushas Damim is not an intrinsic hegdish, it's a value hegdish. You're magdish the item for its value. Hegdish doesn't need the item. And therefore, it's redeemable, and it's Parka Bagdi, it can leave on its own, according to Ula. Kedushas Damim, Parka Bagdi. Kedushas Guf, like Parka Bagdi. Amalei Abaya, Kedushas Haguf, like Parka Bagdi. Kedushas Haguf doesn't leave on its own. But time we learn, Shars are Ayla Kolam Ajayim. This Shar should be an Ayla for 30 days. And after 30 days, it turned into a shlamim. That means it leaves some oila to shlamim. Now, the Gemara is assuming, and the Gemara never questions this, that if it can go from oila to shlamim, that means kedusha leaves on its own. Because oila is a different kedusha than shlamim. How does it go from oila to shlamim? So it says, kedusha can leave after 30 days, and since he said after 30 days shlamim, it goes to shlamim. Theoretically, the Rush speaks out, at this point in the Gemara thinks that if the guy would have said 30 days it's an island, afterwards it's chulin, it would become chulin in 30 days, because Kedusha leaves. So the question is, Abaye asked Rava, you're telling me Kedusha Saguf can't leave, I'll show you Kedusha Saguf leaves. It goes 30 days it's an island, and then it becomes a shlomim. Amai, Kedusha Saguf, nidu, upaka b'di, and it leaves on its own. Now the Gemara held up my skin, it was not Kedusha Saguf. He said it was an animal that's a balmum, because if it's not a balmum, you cannot donate an animal that's fit for a carbon for anything else but a carbon. So therefore, it's obviously a balmum. And he said he wants to use the value of this animal to get an ayla if he does it within 30 days. And if he doesn't do it within 30 days, he wants it to buy it in shlomim. Now that is Kedushas Damim, and Kedushas Damim goes out b'chdi. So the Gemara,
who's answering that? Is that according to everybody?
Gemara in Rava. Doesn't say who. You want to say Rava said it? Hey, Rava said it. Do I have a riot? No, I don't. It answers Rava Shita. It accomplishes what it's supposed to accomplish. Now, it doesn't answer Barpada. Barpada remains fair, but we weren't talking to Barpada here. Abaya was talking to Rava. And he's saying, you said in Ula that there's a difference between Kedushas Damim and Kedushas Haguf. I proved to you that there's no difference.
But Abaya would not hold like that, maybe?
What do you mean? Abaye brings the riot, and there's no difference. He holds Kedushas Haguf is Parka Bagdi.
Okay.
He doesn't have to answer anything. He's okay.
And so he argues on Abaye in this.
I have
this
no
prop.
Idea what you're talking about. Rava argues on Abaye,
yeah. Yeah, okay. But is this the key of the Machlokes, Parka Bagdi, or whether it's
there's a difference between Kedushas Damim and Kedushas Haguf. Abaye is saying there is no difference. I can prove it to you.
Okay, now I understand. Okay.
And Rav is answering, or whoever answers, that this price is not a proof to Abaye, because it might be talking about Kedushas Damim.
Okay, I understand.
I think about Masefa, but then we have a problem. Because there's a second case in that brisa, and the second case is superfluous. Why mention a second case, which is an obvious conclusion if you know the first case, which is it's a shlamim for 30 days and 10 turns into an ayla. Why say that? If the brisa repeats the second case to show your answer, Rav, is wrong, that don't answer me, Kedushas Damim, the brisa repeats it a second time to tell me even Kedushas Haguf. So I know that's why we have the Yitzchak Levitan of the Misni Tarti. You have to say two cases. The Samgadai to Kamina, Kedushas Haguf, because if it only be one case, maybe it means it was about Balmum and he donated it for Damim. So by repeating it, I'm to Lahaki Tani Tarti. So the Brisa repeated a second case to tell you, no, it's not Kedushas Haguf, it's not Kedushas Damim, it's even Kedushas Haguf. Eliyama Idividi Kedushas Damim, but if you can tell me both are talking about the Balmum and he's Makdish Damim, love it, little Misni Tarti. In fact, it's a Kalvah Chaimer. If you can go from Eilu to Shlomim, which is a downward motion from Kedushas Kachim Kedushim to Kachim Kalim, for sure you should be able to go from Kachim Kalim to Kachim Kachim, which is an upward going. Ashti Ashlam Kedusha Hamur Kedusha Kalim, like Eilat Shlamim is Kedusha Chamura to Kedusha Kala. Eilat is completely burnt and Shlamim is eaten. So Kedusha Kala, Kedusha Chamura, Tzvicha L'Reimah. Do I need the second case? Now, it's a slug up on Rava because we have two cases and one has to be talking about Kedusha Sargov. And it also, by the way, is a slug up on Bar Pada, even though we haven't been dealing with Bar Pada. But at the end of the day, Bar Pada said even Dhamim doesn't go off. So he's really straight from this Braisa. Because no matter how you learn this Braisa, it says that Kedusha goes off. Lema Tavit Chuf to the Bar Pada. So the Rush says the Gemara shouldn't have said this here. We're talking to Rava. Why bring in Bar Pada now? So the Rush says, Lush in the Dar Mishunah. This is what happens when it says this in the Dar. The Ran says, we're throwing in that not only is it Shreya Rava, but it's even more Shreya Bar Pada. And for the Gemara, an answer that will answer both Rava and Bar Pada. Amar Rababa, Amar Lang Bar Pada, Hachi Kamar. The case is a totally different case. It's not Pshat that he said that it should be a Shlamim and after 30 days it should be an Ayla. No, or the opposite way. Meaning, Kedusha is not Pakabundi. Not from Ayla to Shlomim, not from Shlomim to Ayla. Not by Dhamim either, Bar Pada says. Rava would say by Dhamim, yes. But the case of this Raisa is that it's trying to tell me that you can make Hegdish down the line. If you didn't say Ma'achshu Shlomim, you could say La'achav Amajam Ayla will become an Ayla in 30 days. If you said La'achav Amajam Shlomim, if you didn't say Ma'achshu Ayla, it wouldn't become a Shlomim in 30 days. The finish of this Mishnah is that you can make a Kedusha down the line, all the way 30 days later. You can make something Michal 30 days later. Meaning to have you, I'm Elisha's Kachi La'achav Amajam Mukadeshus. Just like a guy says to a woman, you're married to me. The Kedusha should kick in 30 days from now. And he gives you the money now. It works. Now, why is the question? Why should it work? At the time that she becomes Mukadeshus, there's no money here. She used it up already. Right? By Milva, you can't be Mekadesh a woman with a loan because you're not giving her anything new. By Pekadon, you can be Mekadesh because you're giving her some item now. Here, you gave it to her 30 days earlier, but the time Kedusha kicks in, it's gone. The Kedush is Avabishan is Aklu Hamas. Even though the money is gone, because since you gave it to her for a Kedushin, not for a loan, but for a Kedushin, even though the money is gone, but the debt created, the Shibut created, by giving her the money, the shame Kedushin, keeps the money in circulation, so to speak, keeps it going, even for after 30 days. And therefore, the Kedushin is Chal. In fact, the Gemara Pshita, what's the Kiddush? Why would I think not that way? But the Gemara Leitzvicha the Hadr Bey, the guy changed his mind, and he says, I don't want it to become Hegdish in 30 days. That makes sense. If you hold back Kedushin, the woman can't change her mind during the 30 days. So the Braisa is teaching me, like that Mandi Amar, whether a woman can change her mind before the Kedushin kicks in. So we're telling me that by Hegdish, you also can change your mind. Right? I'm sorry, that by Hegdish, you can't change your mind. Right? Like by Kedushin. That the woman could change her mind, so here she could also, he could also change his mind. So my here you made a neder, the Rush says. You made a neder to give it to Hegdish. That's not removable. You can't change your mind on that. And since you can't change your mind, this is different than Kedushin. In Kedushin, Rabbi Yechelin holds, a woman can call up 20 days in and says, I'm out. I changed my mind. But by Hegdish, since it's a netter, it does not allow the person to change his mind. Dr. Gemara Vaita Yasim Rabavim Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Kameda Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabavim Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi was sitting in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Kamnamna Rabbi Yirmiyah was dozing off. Yasim Vikamri, the Bapada Dav and Pazna Kaisers and Kazashas, which means it wasn't the Machlaikas. Everybody agreed that if you redeem it, it becomes Hegdish again until it's cut off. Tipsha Dabai Ravashia. So why can't we prove, just like you can make something Hegdish now, and Hegdish for after you redeem it, and Hegdish for after you redeem it a second time, that means you have the power of making Hegdish down the line, even though in middle you redeemed it. So Tipsha Dabai Ravashia, I know you understand Prutus Isha. Woman that's single, and you give her two prutas. Why can't you make Kedushin now for after divorce? You're making it for now, and you're making it for after divorce. Like the guy that's making it Hegdish for now, and for after he redeems it. Isibu Rabbi Yirmiyah. Amalu Maikam Adamisam Padnahu Lepadna Acherim. By the case that a Gerishin, the woman is her own entity, and she takes, it's like somebody else redeemed the tree. You can't make the tree Kaddish if somebody else redeemed it. It's only if it's yours or Hegdish's. Here, there's a third party involved, meaning the woman who agreed to Kedushin redeems herself, she becomes Mugareshes, she needs a new agreement. Hegdish always agrees. You don't need an agreement from Hegdish. The only one you have is you when you're saying you want it to become Hegdish later. Here, you need a woman's agreement. And at the time she gets a get, she's out. And she has to agree again. Who says she's going to agree? It's like Padam Acherim. How can Rabbi Yechidim Padam who Chayzis Rekachas? If he redeems it, it becomes Kaddish again. Padam Acherim ain't Chayzis Rekachas. The Ishik Padu Acherim Damir. And a woman is like, got redeemed by somebody else, but she's her own entity. If my name is Rabbi Yechidim Padam who Padam Acherim ain't Chayzis Rekachas. Zakt the Gemara weiter. Somebody is neither, and the people that go to the sea is allowed to have hana from people who don't travel the sea on a regular basis. If he bans himself from people who live in the dry land, that includes guys who travel regularly on the sea. Why? Ultimately, they come back in dry land. People don't live at sea. And again, I left open the question, people who live on boats. Like Elush Ochem Akali, Avon Bishnark of the Fires, the Gemara is going to have two pshatim in that. Pshat number one is going to be that when the guy asks himself, Miyarda Hayam, he only means people that go on long trips. Not people take the short sprint from Akka to Yafu. That's not called Yarda Hayam. Pshat number two is saying that when he asks himself, Miyashra Yabash is Asa Miyarda Hayam, it's not only those who take short sprints, but even people who travel long distances are called Yashra Yabash. But it's not only those who go from Akal to Yafu. They're for sure Yashri Abasha because they only go for short sprints. Even people that go for long trips. Only the ones that go for long trips are Aser, because the ones that go from Akka to Yafu are not even considered Yardei Hayam. They're not really Yardei Hayam. Yardei Hayam, according to the first chat, is only people that take long journeys, long cruises. Manda Masni Aseva, Masni Hachi. Hanoidim Yashri Abasha, Aser be Yardei Hayam. But why be Eilu Ahokim Akka to Yafu Buvad? Not only those that go from Akka to Yafu, not only those are Yashri Abasha, Elafilu B'misha Darka Lefarish, even long trips, they're still considered Yashri Abasha also. Hayel B'Saifili Abasha Salik, so ultimately they end up in the dry land. Dr. Mishnah Vaitan, Raidim Rayachama Asra Abasumim. Somebody makes a netter from the ones who see the sun. It doesn't mean people that can see it, excluding Rahman and some people that are blind. So in the Schava Zel, Mishachama Rayachama. By saying Rayachama, it doesn't mean see the sun. He could have said see. By the fact he says see the sun, he means the one the sun sees excludes creatures that live under sea or ubrim. My time, remember, they come in a rayon, mafukei dogim ubrim. Hanoidim mishchayru harash, somebody who makes an netter from people who have black hair. Asim b'krochel abalei seves, it's asim bald people and white-haired people. Mutam b'nashim b'ktanim. Shein nechrom shchayru harash ala nashim. And the vernacular of people, they don't refer to people by hair color, only to men, because women, you never see their hair. And Ktanim makes no difference, boys or girls, and therefore, you're trying to identify a gender, you wouldn't use the hair color. By using hair color, you're using people who you can identify by hair, which is men. My time, sometimes it's covered, sometimes it's uncovered. Women are never uncovered. Therefore, you can identify gender by saying people of black hair. They're always covered. And Ktanim are always in there. There's no difference, the Rush says, between a male and a female. They all look the same. You wouldn't identify by hair color, but that wouldn't tell you what gender it is. Whereas Shchayrei HaRash tells me adult males who you see their hair, and by saying to an adult woman you don't see their hair, and children makes no difference, boys or girls. Hanoidim and Hayiludim, the ones that were born, Mutam and Hayiludim is Mutam, the ones that will be born. Men Hanoidim, which means future, Aser af b'yeludim. Aser min ha'yeludim. It goes on both. The mayor matter af b'yeludim, and the Gemara is going to be bothered with the word af. What do you mean also b'yeludim? Definitely aser min ha'yeludim. And the Gemara is going to explain the three opinions. The Rameyer, what you mutter ben Eladim, if you make a nether from the Eladim, you also be Eludim mutter, which means Eladim also. Eladim not Aser. So what does the nether mean? The Rameyer, we're missing a piece of the Mishnah. And Eladim not Eludim mutter ben Eladim. Ben Eladim also be Eludim. The Rameyer, put the af before. And Eladim not Eladim mutter be Eludim. He holds an Eladim means only the ones who will be born, and not those that were born. Are you telling me that Eladim can mean only the ones that were born, includes the ones that were born? Right. Those who were born to you, I mean, it means they will be born. Elamai, the older mashma. What are you going to tell me that Nelada means were born, right? Nelada, right? The question was, does Nelada mean they were born? It says they will be born. I'm sorry. It says Nelada b'cha. Elamai, the older mashma means future, past. A matzavim ben nayla lebeistavet yeshio shemai. Nayla, future. Chenami dehavi was already around. The diamond ashaliba. Ela mashmahachi and mashmahachi. The word in the London, according to a mayor, in the Mishnah, go means in the means both. Therefore, Tanakama holds. People use it specifically. The London is future. Yeludim is past. And the mayor holds that people use the word in the London both ways. So machlokes in how people speak. The Chachamim is a third opinion. And they say that even Yeludim means both. People mean Yeludim, they love them, they mean people who give birth. Animals that give birth, the regular way. Lafuki mai, lafuki zagim b'ayfus, to exclude fish or birds. Everybody should have a wonderful day. Emerge Shem tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock. I go to the chayrish.